Okay, this is next in the series of tests. What we're looking for on this particular test is looking at the way of the track to be designed so they can actually go all the way to the end, make a turn, and come back. So this is the entry point, so we want it to come here and make it and come right back to where the starting position is. This is the area that will be the next focus on, which will be the exit, way to exit it off of this magnetic area and get it to travel back around to the starting point. But before we can do that, we have to make sure that we can actually send the rotor all the way down and bring the rotor all the way back before we can even worry about getting that exit made. Okay, so we got the top on it here, so now we can see that it will go down and all the way back. So it makes that corner just fine, comes all the way back to where we need to get it. Still has quite a bit of momentum left in it. So we need to use that momentum to break that back attraction. But it looks like we've made some good progress here with the exit ramp. And our next focus will be this area on the exit. And all of the previous videos up to this point where we've had the magnetic portion, the alloy, raised on an angle with the top being flat to create a pull, as well as the jumps and a couple of the things that we saw along the way, we may have to incorporate all of that into this track to get it to become a closed loop. So at this point, this is what we need to be able to do is to take it down and bring it back to the starting position.